Shira Shirim Posuk Perek Dalet Posuk Hey. Shnei Shodayich Kishnei Oforim To'imei Tzviyo Horoyim Bashoshanim. Your two breasts are like two Oforim. Fawns. What's a fawn? Deer, a young deer. What? So that's young deer and these are older deers. Okay. Oh, okay, very good.
Okay. I mean,
unless
maybe wants less of it.
No, that's okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, Shnei Shodech, Shnei Ofrim Temei Tzviyo, like twins of a Tzviyo, of a female deer, Horoi Mashoshanim, who pasture Bashoshanim in the roses. Well, let's see what this is all about. Shnei Shodech, Hamenika Seisach. Those that nurture you, that nourish you, which like the shodayim, the baby nourishes from the mother's breast, say Moshe and Aaron. So Shnei Shodayich refers, Rashi says, to Moshe and Aaron. Kishnei oforim to meit tzviyo, derech tzviyo, the way of a female deer, is lias yolevis to oimim. She gives birth to twins. Kach shnehem shovim. So therefore Moshe and Aaron, he says, shkulim zekozeh. So the posuk is saying that those two, Moshe and Aaron, that nourish the Klal Yisrael, they're both equal. Two Omim, I guess, are equal. They're both identical twins, maybe not, but they're equal. Shnei Shodayich, Al Shem HaLuchos. The Shnei Shodayich refers to the Luchos. To'omei Tzviyo She'ei Mechuvonos B'mila Achas. They're like, the two luchas are like twins. They're mechuvan ze keneged ze. Chamisha dibro zu, chamisha dibro zu. Mechuvan dibro keneged dibro. The five on this side and the five on this side are specifically connected one to the other. In other words, here it says, Onuchya shemel kecho, here it says, loy sirzach. It says, loy yelocho elhim acherim, here it says, loy sinof. Here, right, the... We have it there, no, we don't have it. You know what it is. Right, two luchas. You know why there's two luchas? You know? It's a medrash. Not exactly, it's half a medrash. Hashem went to all the nations of the world, they asked them, you want to take my Torah? He says, what does it say? Leisirzach? Sorry, we don't do that. We're not interested. Leisinov? Sorry, that's not for us. Leisignov? That's not for us. He came to the Jewish people. Yes, you want to accept my Torah. So that's where the Medrash ends. So they said, how much does it cost? He said, it's for free. He said, we'll take two. That's why I have two luchas. Anyway, let's go. A bad joke, inappropriate, sorry. Okay, anyway, so so it says, okay. The onoichel, what does that mean? Shall roitzeach, one loisirzach who kills, memayit es hadmus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is he doing? He's reducing, he's diminishing the image of Hashem because man is created in the image of Hashem, right? Since man is created in the image of Hashem, if you murder a man, you have damaged, you have undermined, you have belittled Hashem. So onoichel Hashem alakecho, and loisirzach are parallel, okay? Lo yeh lecho keneged lo sinof. You shouldn't have Elohim acherim keneged lo sinof, not to do adultery. Why? Shehazoino achra avidazora, the one who is zoino, he's going off, betraying after avidazora, betrays Hashem to do idols, derech isha hamana efes, like an adulterous woman, tachas isha tikach ezorim. She, in other words, instead of her husband, she takes somebody else. So strangers. So in other words, that's it. Lo yisinof is keneged. Lo yel himachirim. Let's see. What does that mean? Keneged. In other words, there's. I guess it means that you look at it across that there's a connected message over here. Well, you know something. You violate that when you do lo yisirzoch. Lo yel himachirim. That's not just that, the Bein Odom Lamokoy. You violate that when you do the Bein Odom Chavero of Leisinov. Because that's the same. In other words, Again, maybe the pshat is, maybe it's the same midah. Maybe the character aspect of it is similar. The actions are different, completely different, totally different. But the character, you know, Hashem, and then so if you have this appreciation of Hashem, how do you destroy someone who's created in the image of Hashem? The test is you're lacking that appreciation. If you had the appreciation of the relationship, of what it means to have a positive relationship, you wouldn't do this, you wouldn't do that. So I guess the midah, maybe that's the pshat. They're connected in their underlying midah that both emanate from. Okay, leisiso Hashem Hashem Hashkech Lashov. You have to take Hashem's name in vain. Keneged leisignoiv. Why? Shehagoynev soifer lishov al hasheker. Because the one who steals, well, eventually, once he stole already, he's going to swear now that he didn't steal at this. The whole business. So how does that work? The same bidah. Don't swear falsely, because the one who steals is going to come to do that. So it's not the same kind of a connection. Over there, it was the same midah, the first ones, right? Hashem, you're being memayet Hashem's dmus. Loyalty in the relationship, you're being disloyal in this relationship. Over here, don't swear falsely. Well, because if you steal, because you're going to swear falsely. I would say maybe the pshat is like this. In other words, I don't want to give up on this connection between the two, the midah sticker connection.
Why not? Why?
Because it sounds like that's what it is. Otherwise, one second, I can say, what? They're just, what, it's poetry?
Yeah, one meets in the next.
No, but it's different, and it's different kinds of things. Why should they be second, I can say?
Yeah, because if you're disloyal.
First, let me say what I want to say, then you'll say.
Okay.
It seems to me that if you're dealing with a connection, so this is a very different kind of a connection. This might lead to that. The other ones were connections. It's the same midah. It's Hashem, you're being mayat dmus Hashem. Loyalty, so you're being disloyal. It's the same trait of character. There's a real relationship. Over here, the relationship here is it's not coincidental, but it's like, it's very indirect. You're not allowed to swear falsely, and if you steal, you might have to swear falsely. I would say something else. That since stealing could lead to that when a person allows himself to steal, and he knows, a person who's intelligent knows, that it could come to that, that in a sense is a person who steals is ready to lie, is ready to lie under oath. He's exhibiting the same insensitivity. How dare you use the Shem Hashem to lie, to state a falsehood? It's like, what's with you? I say, I swear in the name of Hashem. And Teres says, that insensitivity to how the fear that you have to use Hashem, misuse Hashem's name, the respect that you have for Hashem, the ganef is also exhibiting a zilzul in that. Because if he really had that respect, say, hey, I ain't going to do this stealing, which might lead to a shvua, because one thing is one thing, to take someone else's money, okay, that I'm not such a tzaddik. But to use Hashem's name to swear falsely, that's impossible. Now, by the way, there is such a thing, there are people like that, that their bottom, their how do you call it, the line that they won't cross is falsehood. I know people today who were at one point no shaykhus to anything. No shaykhus. I tell you about some of these people, they never rebelled against Yiddishkeit. It didn't exist. They grew up, they went to yeshiva, but it didn't exist. It was like, it was off the, completely off the, I'm not rebelling against it, it's irrelevant. And today, Baruch Hashem, they're l'shem u'tiferes. What did they have going for them? There was one thing, they couldn't lie. The truth had to always remain. Had to remain loyal to the truth. And when you have that midah, it can save you from everything else. That meter can save you from everything else. So that's was I think a very important thing, that it could be that the connection over here is this, that a person who steals is a person who's ready to, in the name of Hashem, to declare falsehood. That's parallel to the same, that's the same midah of a person who swears falsely. Okay,
why can all these be coincidental?
Because it doesn't make sense that they're coincidental. So what? So it's just a joke. So it's poetry. It's poetry. Oh, this looks nice. Can I get this one? This looks nice. He's making the point that mechuvin, they're mechuvin zeh k'neged zeh. That mechuvin bekavona. They're intended.
Because of the metzius.
What?
Because of the nature.
So then, what's Rashi talking about? Who cares? Why does he make a whole speech? Obviously, there's a message there.
Even according to you, it's problematic. Because even if you're saying that they're mechuvin in regards to midos, why is it? What's that to shir shirim?
That's his pshat in the posuk.
It seems to be following a storyline.
First of all, it does have to do, because if it has to do with relationship,
our commandments, Hashem's commandments.
It doesn't matter, but it's this. This is the Aseres HaDibros represent the declaration of the midos that a person needs to maintain his connection with Hashem. The first one is Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha loisirtzach. That's what he says. That there's a point to it. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You kill a person who's created but Musa Elikim. Then you're disconnecting from Hashem. You're ignoring Hashem. He's created in the image of Hashem and you're destroying it. Loyalty to Hashem. Loyalty to your wife. That's the same midah. So the loyalty to one's wife is a dugma to loyalty to Hashem. The loyalty to Hashem is a dugma to loyalty to one's wife. So far, so good. The third one is the pshat is that sheker. And the name of Hashem. To me, the name of Hashem is so precious. That relationship that I have. In other words, did you ever think, imagine such a thing. It's not exactly the same thing, but a person lies. But to this person, he wouldn't lie. I have a relationship like that with certain people. I think these people could lie. To me, they're not going to lie. The reason is that maybe because there's no consequences, because you're willing to again, whatever it is, but I can imagine such a thing. So here, the pshat is like this. You're going to lie to me? Or lie in my name? That, no. So there is a connection. So let's see. But even so, it's certainly not just some arbitrary, okay? I mean, the kasha that you ask is not enough to declare it arbitrary, if you can understand that there's a connection. And mechuvin zeh k'neged zeh is mamish, it means that there's a shaychus. And he goes, bothers to explain it. Okay, so we have zochor k'neged lo yisa'aneh, bearing false witness, that's the next one, right? Lo yisa'aneh reyacho eid shoker, zochor. Why? Shamachal es ha-shabbos meyid sheker b'boiroi. Lo yimash lo yishovas b'shabbos b'reishas. Oh, look at that. Zochor and lo yisa'aneh eid shoker. So it's the same thing, because if a person is Mechal Shabbos, right? If a person is Mechal Shabbos, so he's made Eid Sheker. Hashem didn't create the world. He keeps Shabbos, he's made that Hashem created the world. So that's Keneged Lo Yisa'aneh. So here it is, another thing, that a person has the opportunity to bear witness. And no, you don't bear witness. You don't care about bearing witness. You falsify. You're bearing false witness. When a person's Mechal Shabbos, he's bearing false witness. You say, no, there's no creator. If there was a creator and the creator told me that I should observe the anniversary of his creation, he invited me to the anniversary celebration, and I'm just, snubbing him and I'm not coming. I don't believe it. So you're bearing false witness. So that's, again, a breach in this relationship with Hashem. Let's go on. Okay, kabed esavich vesimecho keneged leisachmoy. That's cute. How does that work? Leisachmoy, don't be jealous. Shahachoymed soifel lohilid ben shemakle oisoy umechabed lemisha enu oviv. A person is desirous, so he's soifel. He'll give birth to a son who will be makle over, he'll be act with him improperly, he'll hurt him. Umechabed lemi she'eino oviv. Does that mean because chomed means he's going to be person's right. In other words, he's going to have this chemdo. He's going to take somebody else's wife, and that person, and then a child can be born, and then he will not be known to be the father. So the wife's not going to tell. So he, the kid will mistreat him. Therefore, the leisachman. So let's see, is there a midastic connection here? So what are these two things?
Also, it's very
rochu doesn't matter. We're so choishish. If we can figure out the connection, then you have to be so choishish even for a vita connection. But let's think. Why is this? If you were truly concerned with the avla that your son would do by disrespecting you, then you wouldn't be mezana with his mother. Does that sound logical?
Yeah.
What? Loi sachmoid and kabeid are zekin egin zeh. So Rashi explains. One second. No, Rashi explains that. Because the connection is, because if he has chemdo, and we assume that means he'll take an eshes ish, he'll have a child, they'll think the child belongs to her husband, and in reality it's his child, the child will be machabed, the father that he thinks is his father, and he, who's the real father, he will be makle.
I guess like it's
immediate. Slowly, let's set it up for us. Wait one second. What? No, Makla, no, he'll treat him badly. Not Mikhalil, no.
Light.
Yeah, take him, yeah.
How they translate over there?
One second. Loisachman, they're not covet, for one who covets will eventually beget a son who unknowingly slights him. Makla, that's Makla, he treats him lightly, yeah, okay. He makes light of him. That's right. That's sliding, I guess. He's making light. Slight. I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Light with the
acid. Okay.
Hitting.
All right. Whatever it is. Okay. So no. Not for that. Not hitting. So wait a second. So now. Let's see. So this guy. So what's the connection? You are choymeid.
Could it be that? Sorry. What? No. I want to hear.
So do I. Why should you come first? I want to hear.
Because now we're not changing the roles.
What does that mean? Are you addressing this? Or?
No.
So go what? Seriously, go ahead.
Like, Lachmod is looking out what you don't have instead of looking at what you do have.
Okay.
Same thing, you know, with our parents, you know. Everything you look out. Respect what you do have and appreciate what you do have.
So he says Soifoy he's gonna come to be makles.
Right.
Doesn't sound like that's
he sees this midah by his father. Not because it's a fake father, it's a real father, but his real father doesn't appreciate what he has. He's always looking out what he doesn't have.
In other words, so it's like
so
a spiritual
son is gonna look at his father what he has and look away and see what he doesn't have. His father is.
Why does it say that on the fence?
Because the son sees his father act in a certain way.
He doesn't know it's his father.
No, I'm not talking about what you said.
But that's what Rashi says. I mean,
Rashi's
not
a real Ben. He wasn't mezane.
No, look, loisach mishachoymet soifel oilid ben shemakle oisoy.
Someone who has this character is going to have a son who's going to develop this character. Maybe he won't have a son. In a chalami, in that case.
I think what Rabbi Cohen is trying to say is that he's going to have a son because he's suffering his rabbi. And Meili is going to have a son through that relationship.
Right. So I don't know. Le'sachmoid, Eishas Re'echa, Eshcharoi, Eschameroi, Eskol, Asher Le'Re'echa. It's very limited.
He's right. You're right. It's not just for Isha. So Lo Yisach, he's over Lo Yisach Moid. So his father is chaimish.
So why is it in this? So why is it in this?
Okay, so let me get it. Let me just get what he's saying. Let me hear what he's saying. I hear what he's saying. Now I'm
looking for what he doesn't have instead of appreciating what he does have.
I say he's gonna look to someone else. He said, "Oh, that kid is so lucky. His father's such a good guy. And look what I." I think that because it does. You're right. From the shore is right. Why should I say loisachmid means to be mezana with a woman? First of all, loisachmid doesn't mean to be mezana. Loisachmid means to desire. It doesn't say that he did anything.
Who
loved
the kid?
What?
It's saying that
when a kid sees his father, that's chaymid. He's desirous, always desire, desire, desire. He's not satisfied with what he has. That kid is going to see from him that also I shouldn't be happy. So he's going to look at his own father. I'm not happy with my own father. I like the next guy's father. You hear it all the time. So why can't you act the way this guy's father acts then? You know, he's such a nice guy, his father. Such a nice guy in front of you. You don't realize
that. So he'll have a kid that does what?
What?
You have a kid that does what?
What?
A kid
that will not respect you because since he was nurtured on this midah of not being happy with what you have, of looking someplace else. I think he's right.
Who says the kid knows you're the father?
No, strike what I said. Strike it from the record. Not different. That's wrong. This is right. Okay? No, yes. It's not, sure.
Okay, so maybe.
Are we doing what Rashi's? Are we doing the Rashi's case?
He's saying we said that's my fault, I confused you. He's saying we said the wrong shot in Rashi. It doesn't say in Rashi anything about that he had another child. He had a child from Znus. That doesn't say, it says he was over Leisachmud. And then, look, it reads beautifully. Leisachmud, by the way, he pointed out, the posuk means, Eishas Reecho, Sheiroi Chamoyroi, V'chola Shal Reecho, Shehachoymed Seifel Ahoylet Ben, he'll give Seifel Ahoylet Ben, not from the Chemda where he had this illicit relationship, but he's going to have a child, his own child, Shemakle Oisoi, who will treat him lightly, or Mechabed Lemisha Eino Aviv, and he's being Mechabed other people. That's right. Gotta be very careful. Raise your children with Ezu Oshir Asamech Bechelkoi. To be mistapik bemuot. Not to be, because it'll come back to haunt you.
Rashi,
and it's the same midah. That's what I like about this, because that's the mechuvan.
We're assuming Rashi is talking specifically in a case where this child is coming from an illicit relationship.
No! That was my mistake. See, what Girsa the Yankas is, I misled you. It's not true.
How do you know? I'm saying.
Because it doesn't.
How do you know?
He has it.
It's
first
very
of all,
big what Rashi's talking about.
Except for one thing. Leisachmoy does number one does not say that
we're
you did.
In a
one second, listen. Leisachmoy doesn't say you did the znus. Number one and number two. Leisachmoy talks about shor chamor v'chol asher l'reyecho. Doesn't fit.
Why?
It doesn't fit. That's not Leisachmoy. Terry says it's the midah of chemdo. When your son sees my father is not happy with what he has. So he's looking for some other things. He always wants more. The son is going to inherit or learn, not inherit. No, sofer l'heilid. It doesn't sound like it's sofer l'heilid. Maybe it is. Maybe it's even genetic. Because otherwise, why didn't he say his children will do that?
Sofer
l'heilid sounds like from the chemdo, because we do know. One second. We do know that. You can't read the posuk. That's what he's typing. You can't read the posuk.
But the way Rashi just
one second, but if it doesn't fit the posuk, that's not what Rashi's saying.
But I could read it in a different way.
You see what happens? You, Chachomim, be careful what you say. If you say a stupid thing first, it takes root, and it can take forever to uproot it. I made a mistake. Strike it from the record. It was stupidity.
I'm just reading it. It's nothing to do with you. See, they were talking about someone who.
No, I prejudiced you in the reading.
Someone who has a problem with kabed. No,
it starts the other way.
He
starts loy sachmoy. Mi shechoymed, look, start from the way Rashi starts. Loy sachmoyed. Kabeh kereg loy sachmoyed. Shechoymed, that's the beginning. Seifo lo hoylid ben shemak le oysoy. Mechav le mishenu. Why seifo lo hoylid? Haben shaloy. What if I was choymed, the ben is already 4 years old? That may not be, because that's only learned. But when you do something and it becomes genetic, and we know that an acquired characteristic can be passed on. That's Yisod Godel. I mean, I don't know if the scientists know that, but we know that. So then, you have expanded this mid of chemda. Seifel ha'hoilid, then that's going to happen. Beautiful. Shkoyach. What? Wait, baby, we got to go. It's late. All right. Do we finish the pasuk?
Wait. He starts his chemid?
What?
What's he chemid?
He's a man who's chemid. He's desiring his friend's puppy. He's desiring his friend's new coat. He's desiring his friend's Lamborghini. So his son sees that. Oh, my father. His eyes pop out of his head when he sees
Maybe
the Lamborghini.
Because he doesn't know he's his father. He's
no, that's the mistake that I made.
It's not really his father.
It's not true. It's not talking about that. I made a mistake. I apologize.
Why is it more clear?
Because the pasuk like Sachman, you can't be mezana with Kol Asher L'Reyecho and have children.
But part of Kol Asher L'Reyecho is someone's wife.
No, but it's already the wife. Lo yisach ben eishes reyecho. Kol ha'shel reyecho does not refer to your wife. Kol ha'shel reyecho refers to your tape recorder.
Beginning of the pasuk is lo sach.
You should be saying, look at this.
I know.
Look at this. Look, this said, aren't you jealous? Aren't you jealous? You know,
someone else.
You can't marry this. You can't have a child with this. So Teresis is not talking. Okay, we gotta go. Horei b'shoshanim. Let's just go. Es seino b'shoshanim adricham. Look at this. Just one. Let's just finish. This is referring to Moshe and Aaron, the leadership of Klal Yisrael. Hello, Daniel. One second.
Why does it ruin his kids? Why does the person himself? Why does it have to be the next generation? I mean, he should also have a problem with people of
him. It's not next to him.
What Rashi's locking into one specific case.
He's saying how it's going to bite him. If he's not respecting his parents, not going to.
So it's going to bite him. He's going to not respect his own parents.
You want to know how to be a leader? It has to be the straight path, and it has to be pleasant. Shoshanim.
You won't respect your parents. He'll explain to you why.
Derech Noicho. I have a question. How could it says Horoy Bashushanim, Horoyim Bashushanim, Esoinam Bashushanim, Umadricham Oisim Bederech Noicho? That's Shushanim, that I can understand, right? It's pleasant, right? Noyach Vishoro. Shushanim is so Yosher. Where does he get Yeshora from Shushanim?
They grow straight?
Interesting.
What do you say?
I don't know.
Well, what are you here for? You earned your keep already. Anyway, we have to think about that. What's today?
The
5?
Is the next generation.
Today's
no,
4?
I'm saying you're right, but it's a bigger motivator.
Why is it bigger?
Because if I have 2 options of convincing you, okay. Why...